Okay, good.
Hey, hi, George.
Hi, Susan. But, you know, there are people listening to us out there, so
okay.
we should be, like, real people and say who we are. So you said your name, but they don't know who you are and what you do, except a few friends who have gotten to tune into this. So
you can tell them about me.
No, you tell me. You just tell me a little bit about what you do. Just say what you do.
Okay. I am an artist. I live in Catskill, New York, and New York City, primarily involved in photography. And the work I'm doing right now is on the landscape, both urban and rural. My most recent show was at the Hudson River Museum last year, which was the perfect place for this 13-year body of work I've been doing, which showed my work from urban through suburban up to the rural Catskills. And let's see. So that's...
When did you start making art? When did you start thinking it was in your life?
That was pretty young. I came from a kind of artistic family. I had these three great aunts that I was very close to and inspired by, and one was a concert pianist, and the other one was a painter on the side. They were in the sort of circles with John Sloan and Stuart Davis in New York City, and they were very, you know, communists and young, you know, just progressive women. They were very inspiring to me, and as I was growing up, and my mother was an applied artist, so I was out painting in the landscape in Cape Cod when I was 5 years old, and you know, it just really, really.
So you were a painter first, yeah.
So I did painting and drawing all through, you know. My childhood and also music. I was a pianist.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I really need to get back to.
Absolutely. Why is that?
And
photography?
Photography. I picked up a camera when I was in high school and was really just really... Actually, my first project was my Brownie camera, which I photographed the World's Fair in like 1965.
Wow.
So that was my first. I just found that recently. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have a show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not with those. From the monorail overlooking the whole. Yeah. So that was it. Was really kind of considering some of the work that I've been doing in New York from above. It was very fun to see that.
So photography occupies the whole of the art space for you at this point?
Yeah, I'd say most of it. Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm starting to do a little bit of video as well.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wait, is it similar to what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm using the same kind of techniques that I've been using with my 4x5 and more recently with my digital camera with a movable lens. So, but it's you know, it's slow. I mean, it takes me a while to actually, you know, I'm working on my next show for Kim Foster in March, so I'll be showing again in the city in March, and I'm hoping to have a video piece ready for that show.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see. I said it out loud, so
would
now
you,
I really
would
have
you
to.
Just explain that thing about lens a little bit more? I mean, you do something incredible with lenses that I've never seen people do with photography before. It makes your pictures seem... Some of the pictures, for instance, in looking at the rooftops in the city or something, seem very intimate.
Yeah.
Big, vast pictures that nevertheless have a kind of intimacy about them.
Yeah. I use the 4x5 view camera, and I manipulate the focal plane, the lens board and the film back, which changes the focal plane of the camera to this plane that can go back through the space of the landscape or what I'm shooting in different ways, in different planes, back from left to right, through from close to far, and I change that, you know, depending upon when I'm you know, on location, out of sight, and I play around with that a lot. till I get something that, so it allows things to go in and out of focus in different ways. And
what are you looking for when you're?
I'm looking for what I don't know. I'm looking to discover something that really surprises me. Uh-huh. So it's not, I try to go with no preconceptions in a certain way. I mean, I know that, I preconceive in that I'm, do a lot of scouting, before I shoot with a small camera and really figure things out. But I really most interested in just being in at a site and sort of discovering something through the way that I move the lens and change things.
You're experiencing reality through the lens, actually.
I am experiencing reality through the lens.
Yeah.
And I think that's, so much, and how I feel and what the spaces are like in that I'm in, what the light is like, the meaning of the place, all of those things kind of come into play.
Photography, for the most part, is a kind of realism. That is to say, the thing that's there, you think is really there, except for very experimental things. And yet, in looking at your photos, especially in the show, that last big show, it was in the Hudson Valley Museum.
Yeah, the Hudson River Museum.
River Museum. I have experience of seeing things as I knew I could not see them otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only kind of thing that you can only experience through the photographs, through my lens, or through the photographs that you really. But at the same time, I feel like I'm also doing something where that reflects how we see. In that you focus on, as you're in on certain details, I'm looking at your eye right now, and then I can see that leaf back there, and the way that the eye moves through space, I feel like that sort of is a reflection, of how you kind of experience the world is sort of a reflection of in the photograph.
And the weird thing is that there's an eerie quality of that in your work. When you're looking at the thing and you see, you're looking at something that was right there in front of you. You didn't make it up. It's not a construction in that sense.
Right.
And yet, it seems to be there in a dimension that's all its own. It's both in time and somehow outside of time. It's just somehow in relief from time, in some sense.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, is that part of your intention, that you will show something that is so much itself that it could not possibly have been anywhere else, or?
Yeah, it is.
So, tell me about what art is. Before you read your statement,
I knew you weren't going to like this.
No, I want you to read your statement. I do want you to read your statement, but I want you to tell me, first of all, just yourself, if it's part of your intention. What does art construct reality, or does it reflect reality, or is it something between the two?
It's both.
It's both.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's what I like about that.
And photography would be a test case of that, because it's so locked into
its relationship to reality.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But yet, there's this element that I appreciate where, in a way, the pictures that I do are constructed in part as well. So I like that tension between them, or that slippage between them, that it goes back and forth. Mm. It's one. It's not. It's one. It's the other. Mm-hmm. I like that kind of. So I'm going to read my statement now.
Okay, you're going to read your statement. I'm not going to torture you anymore with.
Thank you.
Your statement.
Thank you. No, you're not. You're not a torturer at all.
Oh, good. Feel better about myself now.
Oh, no, you don't. okay, so I just wrote down a few things. Art is curiosity, seeking, discovery, deep intuition, perceptual absorption, child's play, sensual pleasure, oneness in the making, freedom, intimate obsession, angsty struggle, healing power, transcendence, wordless beautiful mysteries, immersive attentiveness, a dialogue with art, emotional immediacy, an opening of the mind, and the fullness of life. And then I thought that I would do a subset of photography as.
Oh, good.
Since that might be something. So I just jotted a couple things down, and the last ones are some things that were written about my work that I really liked by Madeline Frank. So photography is manipulating the focal plane to simulate contemporary perception. The camera lens calling the viewer to experience the perception of place, its light, its spaces, its history, its potential, and to see it anew. A sensual encounter with density and physical space. Imaginary slippages between focus and blur and the concrete and the ephemeral. An echo of the elliptical operations of memory. And like visual emanations from the eye of the mind. So thank you, George. I appreciate being asked to be in this wonderful project of yours.
Thank you. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
We're done.
You're going to try to escape me?
Yeah, we're done.
Right. Uh-huh. Are you a camera?
Am I a camera?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a camera.
You're not a camera?
No.
A camera is something that you cannot be, or that you need an external object in order to make happen. What you're seeing with the camera, could you see it yourself?
Yeah, I do see it myself.
So you are a camera.
No, I'm not a camera.
Well, let's put it this way. The camera ain't got nothing on you.
Throw me on it.
It's not a pure construction like a synthesizer, a camera. It's somehow an extension of what you know to be seeable as a human being. But you wouldn't probably see it without the camera.
I see it in my mind, though.
You do?
Yeah. I can see it in my mind.
Wow.
So, but I'm not a camera.
Maybe that's what makes you an artist photographer, that you have that ability that the camera maybe has taught you how to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true with any medium, you know, as you become more attuned to each other.
So, great.
Thanks.
Susan Whitus has just
thank you, George,
given
Pasha.
Us a very beautiful exposition on what art is and what photography is. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being a wonderful interviewer.
Beautiful things and how they're expressed. And I really have a strong aversion to that. I really think that art has gone in a very powerful direction from the 20th century to now, in which more and more artists have felt they could throw that off. There are very few poets still, however, who don't use a poetry voice when they're reading their poems. And when actors read the poems, it's always this kind of voice beautiful. French poets can't escape it. They always speak in this kind of rhetorical thing. They all think they're Charles Baudelaire.
And I think we missed part of what George just said, because I heard the emergency alert system go off over top of us because there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Northeast Columbia County and Western Massachusetts. So, but I think they got the gist of what you were saying.
I hope so.
I'm not sure what part was cut off, but it looks like we have another artist in the Wave Farm studio.
I call this victim.